taking away your guns here on the Friday.
Drowned or beaten to death in the wild. This is Alec Baldwin. There are lots of ways to show you have style. Wearing fur isn't one of them. Each year, millions of animals are drowned or beaten to death in the wild, or gassed or electrocuted in captivity for their coats. Cruelty is one fashion statement we can do without. Please help the animals by joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
To find out how you can help, visit furisdead.com or call 757-622-PETA.
the six, we rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white. He would always win the fight, bang, bang. He shot me down, bang, bang. I hit the ground, bang, bang. That awful sound, bang, bang. My baby shot me down. Seasons came and changed the time. When I grew up, I called him mine. He would always laugh and say, remember when we used to play? Bang, bang. I shot you down, bang, bang. You hit the ground, bang, bang. That awful sound, bang, bang. I used to shoot you down. Music played and people sang. Just for me, the church bells rang. Don't know why, and till this day sometimes I cry. He didn't even say goodbye, he didn't take the time to lie. Bang, bang, he shot me down, bang, bang. I hit the ground, bang, bang. That awful sound, bang, bang. My baby shot me down.
In order to play with this record, you must tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
WMFO in Medford. Friday Night Fights, little Lisa and Cult Jam for Gary.
There you go.
I didn't want to put them up against anybody. I just figured we'd put them in there for a couple of seconds while we're chatting in the background. Tell us how you got into Lisa and Cult Jam.
Head to toe. No, the head to toe. I wonder if you take me home. Yeah, she was good.
Yeah,
she was walking down the streets of New York City, singing that song. That was some good stuff going on back then.
Yeah, we grew up during a good time, I think. I think being a kid in the 80s was great.
The variety.
I mean, it really was.
A lot of variety.
Yeah, it's like, I feel bad for, like, I see, like, my nephews and nieces, and they're going to get older, and I'm like, you know? It's like, wasn't as fun. It's not going to be as fun. Everybody's on their phones.
Yeah.
You know, we actually played. We went outside, and we didn't come back until it was dark or even after.
Right.
Nobody knew where we were. Like, no parents knew where we were.
Right.
They didn't care.
Right.
They were just like, it was quiet.
No, they didn't.
Yep.
It was different back then.
Yep. Sure was. You know? It was kind of a blessing to have grown up in the 80s, I think. And I love pretty much everything 80s now. I can talk fashion, movies, right? The Z Cavaricis, the Bugle Boys.
I was going to say that. Right?
Embarrassing.
But. Yep. What else did we have?
Corduroys.
Corduroys. I used to wear very colorful pants, I remember, in junior
high. Did you wear
high.
Yellow? I remember yellow was green, a big color.
I had green, I had red, and I had blue corduroys.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And, oh, yeah.
The I can picture you wearing them.
Boy, did I get shit for that. Nowadays, you would call it bullied. But I was such a wise guy, I just put up with it. Yeah. I remember Jude Augusta going, hey, what are those blue pants? And I'm like, get away from me.
Yeah. Those are the cheapest one at Stewart's. Yeah. The off-color
ones. Rough skins.
Tough skins. Those are good.
I knew it was something like that.
Grananimals. Do you remember Grananimals or Grananimals? Zips.
So cool.
Zips were like a cheap sneaker from Zayas, right?
Oh,
Zips.
Zayas.
Did we say Wrangler yet? We said Wrangler.
Wrangler.
Okay. If you mean tough, you mean Wrangler.
Yeah.
I think that's what the commercial was. When you say tough, you mean Wrangler. Yep.
tough skins.
I was surprised going overseas for the first time in the early 90s, and jeans were like through the roof. Like if you brought American blue jeans to Europe or like the Dominican, anywhere you were traveling, like it was like 5 to 10 times as much for like blue jeans. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Now just milk and like cheese and sugar and things cost 10 times as much here in America.
Jeans, yeah,
yeah.
Do you remember the designer jeans? Remember designer jeans?
No, what were the designer jeans?
It had the pockets in the back with the design on them.
Oh yeah,
and they were like extra tight for whatever reason.
Was it mostly for girls, right?
They yeah, but the guys were wearing them too for nice. Whatever
it's
reason.
Like the skinny jeans thing.
Yeah, yeah, it was horrible.
Nothing gets between me and my Jordache. I used to call it Jordache. Jordache jeans.
Ah.
Brooke Shields. Hot little number. Good hot little
Levi's.
Number from
Levi's
the 80s.
Only. I think I've been Levi's since I was 16.
All right, let's bring up some hot girls from the 80s.
All right.
Claudia Schiffer, was she 90s or was she 80s? She was kind of... She was kind of 90s,
Daisy
wasn't
Duke
she?
80s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Daisy Duke, 70s, 80s, sure. No, 80s. Yeah, Daisy Duke. Catherine Bach. Yeah.
How about Wonder Woman? Remember Wonder Woman?
Wonder Woman.
God, she's my
What's
favorite.
What's her name again?
Linda Lavin.
Linda Carter.
Linda Lavin was on Alice.
Yeah. I used to love that invisible plane she used to fly.
Yeah.
She make you tell the truth with that lasso.
Oh, yeah. She could make me tell her anything with that lasso. It's fine. She could... Like Linda Carter now, if she called me up and just said, hey, how you doing? You know, can you meet me? I'd be like, I'll be right there. I'll be right there.
Lasso or not.
Yeah. Linda Carter. Fantastic. Yeah. Beautiful eyes. Legs. She was the whole package. Mm-hmm. I saw recently a clip. Actually, I think I was watching Wonder Woman. I think I was watching the full show on DVD. And she was on roller skates. And it was pretty exciting.
Chasing a bad guy?
Oh, yeah.
She must have caught him, too.
Those 70s and 80s shows were fantastic. They just brought up the most insane like things that would happen, and you just went with it, you know?
Yeah, she had those bracelets.
So good.
Blocking the bullets.
Blocking the bullets.
There you go. Yeah.
Suzanne Summers.
Suzanne Summers. God.
Chrissy, yes.
The Thigh Master.
Chrissy Snow.
Chrissy Snow.
The Thigh Master.
The Thigh Master, sure. Yeah, she's gone now, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I didn't know that.
Throw the background music in here. We have Lynyrd Skynyrd, Mr. Saturday Night Special versus Nancy Sinatra, Frank Sinatra's kid. Frank's favorite daughter, Nancy Sinatra, with Bang Bang, My Baby Shot Me Down. You can hear that on the Kill Bill soundtrack, Quentin Tarantino movie. If you may have heard that one before. I'm a big fan of both of those, Lynyrd Skynyrd and Nancy Sinatra. I saw Skynyrd a couple of years ago. Fantastic. They did such a great job. And it was the concert I saw with people with the least amount of limbs on them. There was like people missing arms and legs. And I was like, wow, this is pretty wild. Yeah. I thought it was like a Civil War reunion. But it was a Lynyrd Skynyrd concert. So for that, I'm going to go... Lynyrd Skynyrd on that one, Mr. Saturday Night Special. You guys dive in. What do you think?
I'm going Skynyrd.
Going with Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Yeah.
Mr. Saturday Night Special?
There's
Joe?
No question for me. Nancy and Shoot Me Down, it's Lynyrd Skynyrd for me.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go with Lynyrd Skynyrd, but I did like Nancy Sinatra in that video where the boots are walking.
Oh, great song.
Yeah, she looked good in that, and she sang, and it was just classic. But
Lynyrd
Skynyrd and Kid Rock, I saw them do a collaboration. Fantastic. Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah, and Nancy Sinatra, she's still alive, and she had a big little career there, and then she just kind of stopped, and it was just like, she probably could have been bigger than she was, but
it's like Frank Stallone,
like Frank, she was the Frank Stallone of the Sinatras, right? Yeah, Nancy Sinatra is the Frank Stallone. Speaking of Stallone, you see Tulsa King yet?
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
Great show.
Yeah.
Great show.
I'm irritated because there's only one more episode left.
Right. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of the seasons.
I got to wait.
Yeah, save it. But
it seems like they go by so quick.
So good.
So quick.
Yeah. And I love Stallone. He is. Yeah. I loved all the Rocky movies. I love all the stuff. I loved Cliffhanger.
Rambo.
I even loved Daylight when he was stuck in the tunnel and he gets shot out the spout.
Fat cop.
Yeah, the fat cop.
Copland.
Yeah.
Copland.
Yeah. Fat cop Stallone. Yeah. He was great. He put on like 30, 40 pounds. And,
Did you ever see Tango and Cash?
Yes, Tango and Cash.
Classic.
Yeah. See, you got four guys that love Stallone here.
Yeah. Did he ever sing? Put his song on.
I know. We should put on Frank Stallone.
Yeah.
We should probably find some Frank Stallone. Because he'd always have his brother like join in the Rocky soundtracks later on when he got to do some producing and directing. He's like, I'm going to throw my brother in here. We'll toss him a bone. You know?
Exactly.
But maybe we'll throw in a little Stallone round. Stallone Now I got to ask this. If we had the Friday night fights, this is tough. Arnold versus Stallone. Who would you guys go for?
Stallone.
Really? Without doubt.
All right. Yeah, unfortunately. Really? I do like Arnold.
I like Arnold too.
Yeah.
I like Arnold too. You like Stallone better than Arnold?
Yeah, I like Stallone.
I think I'm more Stallone.
I think it's Tulsa King that's taking it.
Yeah.
Put him over the top. Yeah.
You haven't seen Schwarzenegger since the Expendables 4 or whatever.
Right. He hasn't done too much lately. He did like a little documentary, which was pretty good, about his life, which I thought was pretty good. But yeah, you need something else. He needs to do something else.
Yep. You've forgotten that.
And he was the governator. But see, I was always Arnold for buck for buck action wise. I would go Arnold because you got your T2 in there, you got your Terminator, you got True Lies.
True Lies, that's a good one. Kindergarten Cop. That was aggressive.
Twins.
Twins.
Yeah.
Good stuff. But Stallone's got all the Rocky movies, and he's got Rambo. The Tulsa King and Rambo. Fantastic.
Tango and Cash.
Jeez, that last Rambo. Oh, my God. I was like, what am I watching? It was like rated X. It was like so graphic. He's like down in the tunnels and just wasting everywhere. I'm like, oh, my God. It was nuts. But still good stuff. I love Stallone. In the background, we just got some crickets and stuff.
Yeah, Chris, you forgot about the one he did with Dolly Parton, though.
Oh, the best whorehouse in Dallas, right?
Yeah,
in Texas.
Something like that.
Yeah. Does he sing in that? I think he might.
I think he does.
Yeah, I think he tries.
Yeah,
I think he might. He was no Frank Stallone. Sly was no Frank Stallone. So we are. We've got Leonard Skinner versus Nancy Sinatra. We don't have anybody. Everybody's saying Stallone. Kill Bill. We got one for Nancy Sinatra. We got two Nancy Sinatra. What? Three Nancy Sinatra. Yep. We got another Skinner. Got two more Skinners. It looks like Skinner's beating it, but we do have about three or four Nancy Sinatras here too. So, all right. So it's not a blowout there.
Skinner's getting the high one to beat.
The only true blowout of the day was Donkey Kong, and I felt bad about not giving Moon Patrol some props.
That was your fault, Chris. Yeah, you set him up for failure.
I know. But it's also tough because it's like. You know, you have the 82 video game versus the 99 video game, and by then they got out of those 8-bit, the 8-bit songs.
The little purple thing jumping.
Yeah.
Looking like a car.
So actually, let's jump over. I'm going to jump us into cover songs, but I'm going to go to cover songs number two. And Al picked a band called Sister Hazel, and I want to play this cover from Sister Hazel from Fleetwood Mac. It's called Gold Dust Woman, and then I got one from 8-Bit Theater. So it's going to be cover round two here, even though it's our cover round one. Tell us about Sister Hazel.
Go ahead, Hazel.
Yeah.
Good band. They're from Florida, Gainesville. Their acoustic stuff is even better. That's actually one of the only bands I've seen live. I think it was at the Orpheum somewhere in Boston.
Okay.
I think I've only been to two concerts. Oh, no, three. I went to Lee Bryce also.
Oh, wow.
But they're really good. They sound as good live as they do on their albums, and I love their acoustic stuff. They used to have a lot of YouTube videos of them just jamming on like a beach on a looked like a stage or a bar at a beach, and they're really, really good.
Sure. Very good. All right. Well, we're gonna put them up against 8-Bit Theater. This is Sister Hazel with Gold Dust Woman on our cover songs round here on the Friday Night Fights here with you until 8 PM. Thanks for listening to your freeform station, WMFO in Medford. bouncing along to this one. So this is 8-Bit Theater with Take On Me by A-ha versus Goldust Woman by Sister Hazel for our cover round. And it's great. I love it. I love both. Two radically, radically different songs for the cover round. But everybody remembers Take On Me from the 80s, 1985, I believe. Huge, huge song. Great video, too. So I'm going to back this up a little bit here so you guys get the gist of what that is. I'm all in for 8-Bit Theater with the cover, as much as I love the Sister Hazel. You guys go ahead and chime in what you think.
Not one of my favorite Sister Hazel songs, but I have to go Sister Hazel.
Alrighty. That's Al. Joe?
I'm going to go with the 8-Bit Theater.
8-Bit Theater.
I like that.
Thanks, Joe.
What do you say, Gary?
Yeah, 8-Bit Theater. That's where I'm going with.
Yeah. Now, see, sorry, if I put this up against Donkey Kong, you think it would have won?
Yes.
No.
No? No. All right, Donkey Kong.
Maybe a competitive fight, but...
Yeah, I think maybe it would have been...
Yeah, it would have been closer than that little buggy thing.
It would have been a better one to pick than Moon Patrol, I guess.
Moon Patrol.
But that's why I decided to jump up to this, because I wanted to make sure I got into 8-Bit Theater, because I found this, and I'm like, this is a cool tune. I'm like, that's all right. I think I'm going to try to do the 8-Bit rounds. I have one doing The Empire Strikes Back, like the Imperial theme. That's pretty good.
I like that.
And, some good stuff there. So... We had a whole bunch of people chime in. Heather Locklear. You remember Heather Locklear?
Oh, yeah.
A hot girl in the 80s. Michelle Pfeiffer. How do we forget Michelle Pfeiffer and Heather Locklear? Come on. Two of the best. Two of the best. In the background, we got a little preview of things to come here, which is going to be the Battle of the BS Bands. In the meantime, it's going to be Bruce Springsteen versus Bob Seger. Battle of the BS Bands. Al said he only saw three concerts.
What was it?
Lee Bryce.
Sister Hazel. And you know the other one.
What was the other one?
Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
I was there, Al. I was impressed
with Bobby Brown. I'm like, that's great. I never saw Bobby Brown. I would have loved to see Bobby Brown. Did you see New Edition? You ever see New Edition?
I saw New Edition.
No. Recently, actually.
Oh, you did? All right, nice.
I'm a nostalgic guy.
Yeah.
I like that stuff.
Yeah, I do too. Good stuff.
I'm cheap.
I've seen hundreds of concerts.
Wow.
Hundreds.
Yeah, I've been to quite a few myself.
Yeah, hundreds. But I wish I had some of that money back that I spent on the concerts, right, and do something else. But, sometimes, like, I finally saw a Beatle, and I was so messed up that I didn't get to enjoy it. Like, me and my friend, we were so excited to go out. It was, midweek, going to see Paul McCartney, and we partied too hard.
You should have let it be.
And I could still say, that's right, yeah. I could still say I haven't seen a Beatle. That's how bad it was. I could still say I probably haven't seen a Beatle because I don't remember much of that concert. But, yeah, it was. We had fun before the concert, but after you get a little older and you're partying too hard. Plus, it didn't help that we walked all the way from North Station to Fenway. And we did a shot at each bar along the way.
That'll do it.
So
good time.
So yeah.
Anybody got a violin for him?
Yeah. If they have the overrated category, I might put the Beatles in there.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna make some enemies.
Ooh. All right. Yeah. I actually talked about this about a week or two ago. So the Beatles are really getting kind of crapped on lately, and I don't really understand why. So many people say they're an overrated band, and I think the Beatles are amazing. Why would you say that?
I just never liked it. I think maybe one song they've had I liked.
Oh, come on. Really?
But I think AC/DC is overrated, too.
All right. Wow. Maybe overplayed, not necessarily overrated. How's that? That's what I can agree with.
That can happen.
Maybe the Beatles
but if you listen to some of the AC/DC's, the words to their songs,
yeah.
There's not much to it.
That's
true. You could write the whole song on a fortune cookie.
Oh, most of them are dick jokes, right? It's like,
dirty deeds done dirt cheap. How many different ways can you say it?
Right.
Yeah.
Or
Hell's Bells.
Hell's Bells, sure. Well, they're all about pretty much the wang. The balls of the wang. One of the two. Yeah. Most of it. But everybody loves AC/DC for the most part. They were big in the 80s, too.
They were.
Yeah. We'll probably hear some, what is it? What's their big one?
All Night Long.
Should be All Night Long.
Everybody plays that one still.
That's like a
cover band special like right there.
If I'm DJing, I got to play that because otherwise I get thrown out if I don't,
Who's Brian Johnson?
Yes.
Yeah, I think he was bragging about he was the one that wrote that song. I was like,
yeah.
I had more words than your other
song. Not much to it. So I got some, let's see. We got the Lovin' Round. We got another cover songs. We got Battle of BS Bands, and we got the Heavyweight Fight. We probably got time for maybe two more rounds here. But, Joe, I'll let you pick. What do you want to do next? We got the Lovin' Round cover songs, Battle of the BS Bands, or the Heavyweight
Fight. Yeah, I'm going to go with the Lovin' Round. I don't think you can go wrong with that. There's two great bands right there.
Very good. All right, so this one's going to be Kiss versus Bad Company. So, who had Bad Company on their list?
That was me.
That would be Al.
Al, tell us about Bad Company.
I just, great album. I don't know, can't remember what the name of the album was, but I used to go to sleep every night listening to the cassette in my Walkman.
Yep.
And just keep flipping it over every time it ended until I fell asleep.
Sure. Yeah.
A lot of good songs on that one.
They had 10 songs and it was 6 albums, so they called it 10 for 6, if that's the same album I'm thinking of. So it was all their greatest hits. And yeah, that was played over and over again. I love Bad Company too. And Kiss, of course. Joe, you picked that one, right?
I did.
Kiss, one of your favorite bands. Tell us about your relationship with Kiss.
Just when we were kids, we collected the dolls, the records, the video games.
What about those boots? Make you 10 feet tall. Gary.
Oh, it was the best.
Remember that? They were like 10 feet tall.
I got
tall.
Those on right now.
I do. I was like, Joey, you got tall over the years.
They actually got a Kiss cruise. So you can actually go on a cruise with the band, and they do whatever. It's expensive, I mean, but they get, you know, their diehard fans will pay whatever, and they go.
I seen them in Lowell not too long ago. Really? Probably 7 or 8 years ago, maybe.
Did you? I saw Mini Kiss.
Their farewell tour, the first of 400.
I saw Mini Kiss at Canopy Lake Park.
Their farewell, yeah.
I saw the Mini Kiss at the Canopy Lake Park, which is the little guy singing Kiss.
Oh, that's
pretty
cool.
Fun.
Nice.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
That's right.
They were good. They were all boozing.
Now Gene's kind of old. And it's, you know, his act became a little creepy the older he got. You know?
He's always interesting, though. He's interesting to hear. He's interesting to hear him talk. Yeah. He's a pretty interesting dude. So it's I Was Made for Loving You versus Feel Like Making Love. It's just the Loving Round here on the Friday Night Fights. Before we get to the Loving Round, though, we're going to have Gary give us this hour's PSA. Go ahead, Gary.
Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep the road safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead of pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember the drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. This is a life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
Very nice. All right, use those crosswalks, everybody. Here is Kiss.
I was made for loving you, baby. the heaven, but they lay dying on the way. Feel like making, feel like making love, feel like making love, feel like making love, feel like making love to you. Baby, if I think about you, I think about love. Darling, if I live without you, I live without love. And if I had the sun and moon, and they were shining,
feels like making love to you. That's Paul Rodgers. I believe that's his name, right? Paul Rodgers and Bad Company. And before that, we had Kiss with I Was Made for Loving You. Great song. It's a little long. I don't know. Did you ever make love to that one, Al?
No, too long.
Bum, 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 bum.
Maybe the intro.
Just the beginning. Dan. Yeah, we were saying how the Sanford and Son sounded kind of like the generic porn, too, which is bum, chicka, bow, wow.
You guys trying to get me killed?
A little bit of both.
Oh, you guys are going to hell.
Right? It's a little bit the same. Boom, chicka, bow, wow, right? And then bum, 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 bum. Usually I'll do a theme. And I do that for the Friday night fights. And I actually had one. I don't know if we have time for it or not. But I had, I'm just going to give it to you guys. And you tell me which one you think you like better. Knight Rider versus Miami Vice.
Oh, Miami Vice.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Knight Rider.
Knight Rider goes down, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding,
I just like the Trans Am.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It talks to you.
The song, not the car.
They're both good.
Oh.
Yeah. They're both good. But what about you, Gary? What do you think? Miami Vice?
You know, I do like the Miami Vice music a little better because I can dance a little better. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I can dance, Chris.
I loved Miami Vice. I know you can. I know
great
you can.
Show.
Yeah,
let me show you.
No, see?
Gary is dancing here at WMFO. We like to educate as well as entertain here on WMFO here in Medford. So Gary's going to tell us a story about the first time he went to the Grand Prix in Tewksbury, Massachusetts on Route 38.
Grand Prix Arcade, Tewksbury. I think it was built in 1976, so right around there. And I remember being a kid in the neighborhood. We heard rumors that they opened up the Grand Prix Arcade and there's going to be race cars. Remember they had the race cars?
Yep.
That they
were cool.
I didn't realize they were like over, you know, like go-karts, but they looked like race cars. So we all walked down there. There's kids in the neighborhood. I can't remember who they were, but we were like 5, 6 years old or something like that. And the parents just send us outside, go outside and play. We're outside playing. And we started walking down probably about 5 miles away to the to the Grand Prix Arcade. And I remember going down there and I said, oh, Richard Petty was there, Buddy Baker. They were signing autographs. And nobody even mentioned, like, who are you with? You know what I mean? We're just a bunch of little
with your
kids.
Parents.
Yeah.
That's right.
You got to love that generation.
It's a different time.
Yeah, you can't do that now, but...
Yeah, Richard Petty wouldn't be there now.
Gosh.
Yeah,
now with a couple of kids disappear, it's what they call collateral damage.
Yeah,
I remember I used to try to cut through the swamp to get to the arcade. This looks like it's a quicker way to get there, and then I'm basically almost killing myself getting over there. You know, no parents were around. You always go for the shortcuts.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. Always went for shortcuts.
Whatever it took.
Less steps and less bicycle spins, you know? Yeah. It's like, always went for the shortcuts.
Yeah, Joey would remember, we used to walk over the swamp on the tree that fell years before.
Yeah.
And when the bark fell off, it was slippery. Yeah. We still walked across that thing.
It was wet. Yeah.
It's like 20 feet, 30 feet down. We just walked.
No, it was fun about the
80s, too. We had the fourth in the backwoods behind Illinois.
Yeah, yeah.
You could reference something like, do you remember it was the night that Mikey got stabbed? And people would remember exactly when it was. So we have the Black Crows and Rod Stewart, or we have Bod Seger and the Silver Bullet Van and AC/DC, or we have Journey versus Bon Jovi. And I'll let you pick, Gary.
Ooh. Journey.
You're going to do the heavyweight fight. We'll do Journey versus Bon Jovi. These are two anthems that we're going to do. But before we do that, we should probably chat a little bit more here. We got a couple of minutes here.
Did we pick between Bad Company and Kiss?
We have not. Huh? We're going to do that right now. Go ahead, Al.
I'm going Bad Company.
Going Bad Company? All right, Joe?
I know I picked that round, but I'm going to go Bad Company on that.
Nice. You going Bad Company? All right, Gary?
Kiss.
You going Kiss?
Yeah.
I Was Made for Loving You. Good song. I'm going Bad Company on that one, too, because I always listen to that tape over and over again, too. And I love Kiss, but I was more of a Bad Company man. So I'm going to go Bad Company on that one.
Maybe I thought you wanted to rock and roll all night.
Right.
Leonard Skinner takes Nancy Sinatra, although Nancy Sinatra got quite a few votes there in the end. And The Village People was Macho Man won instead of In the Navy. Right now we have Bad Company winning, and the cover songs 8-Bit Theater has squeaked.
I blame my son for that.
Out and Al's son said, "I'm sorry, Dad, but I have to go with the video games. I love the video games," so he went 8-Bit Theater. However,
he doesn't know who Aha is. He just knows the video games.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. And right now we have Bad Company versus Kiss, and we will end on our heavyweight fight with Journey versus Bon Jovi. Black Crowes versus Rod Stewart, they were John Lennon cover songs. We'll save that for next week. And Battle of the BS Bands, it just happens to be Bruce Springsteen and Bob Seger. That's why I called it Battle of the BS Bands. We will do that next week as well. The heavyweight fight will be Journey versus Bon Jovi. They're both anthems. One is Don't Stop Believin', and the other one is Living on a Prayer. And you guys can give the commentary beforehand or after. It's up to you guys. You know both songs. Go ahead. Why don't we do it beforehand?
You add, buddy.
If I have to go beforehand, I have to go Journey.
You're going to go Journey? Yeah. Don't Stop Believin'?
Before the karaoke guy.
Okay. All right.
Steve Perry.
Yep, Steve Perry's great, one of the best singers of all time, I think. Go ahead, Joe. What do you think?
All right. I'm going to have to, without, I know what the both songs, but I'm going to go with Journey myself. Yeah, I'll go with Journey.
Yeah?
Yeah,
Bon Jovi,
I think so.
10, Gary?
I got to go with Bon Jovi.
Going Living on a Prayer?
On a Prayer.
Yeah, I love both of them. I was more of a Journey man than Living on a Prayer, although every girl I know probably, I don't know. A lot of girls love Journey, too. Yeah, those are tough. I think that's a tough round, too. But, however, Don't Stop Believing, much more overplayed than Living on a Prayer.
That's true.
Don't you think?
That's
especially true, after The Sopranos and that at the end. However,
for sure.
You have 3-1 there for our votes there. If anybody wants to chime in the last few minutes here, I'll be on for about 3 or 4 more minutes on the DJ chat if you would like to do that. Let's do some shout-outs right now if you guys want to say hello to anybody. You got a couple minutes to say hello. Al,
no, I have no one I want to say hi to.
No?
No, my family's dead to me.
After voting
for... I'm kidding.
Uh-huh. After voting for 8-Bit Theater. Yep, all right. Joe?
Anybody? I'm going to say hi to Al's favorite son. He's been on my side all night.
Yeah. Joe's favorite
and to a Nancy C.
He's trying to get the PT Cruiser.
Yeah.
Sure.
And Gary, anybody you want to say hi to or anything? Yeah.
Well, I just want to mention an event that I'm going to be participating in hopefully this year. I haven't played in the last couple of years because of my knee injury, but
it's
a charity to raise money for cancer, and it's going to be on January 26th at the Songus Arena, Lowell, Massachusetts. I played 10 years in a row. I couldn't play the last 2 years. I'm going to play this year. I lost a brother and a sister both to cancer, so I'm going to try to participate, and I think anybody else who's available, Songus Arena, January 26th from 4 to 6, think about maybe going by there and checking it out.
Nice. Yeah.
For a good cause.
Sounds like a great event. And I will give me that info afterwards, and I will mention it on the show going forward.
I appreciate it.
Here on the Friday Night Fights. And we have 2 more for you. It is Journey, and it is Bon Jovi. And I want to thank Al and Gary and Joe for coming in. We might have a moment to say our good nights, but I'm going to stop playing our songs here, and Edward will be in at 8 p.m. Thanks again, guys, for coming on in to the Friday Night Fights. It's great having you. Went by very, very fast.
It did. Thanks for having us.
I thought you promised pizza.
Right, that's what I thought.
There will be some pizza after the show. After the show.
Good tune. That's
good. What's the...
I'm sorry, I missed the...
Good night time, Joe.
Living in a lonely world, she took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, the smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the